Hello and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new Arxiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're digging into Project Ariadne, a structural causal framework for auditing faithfulness in LLM agents. Why now? Because more teams are shipping agents that plan, call tools, and explain their reasoning.
And we need a reliable way to check if those steps were actually the reason for the final answer, not just a pretty story after the fact. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, teams running agents hit the same wall. The bot looks confident, calls three tools, writes a neat explanation, and still gives a wrong or risky answer. When support or product asks, why did it do that? The logs don't tell you what actually caused the decision versus what was just narration. You need a trace that ties inputs, tool outputs, and intermediate steps to the final answer so you can say concretely, the retrieval step caused the failure, or the model rationalized after the fact. That's not just debugging. It's for on-call, quality reviews, and increasingly compliance.
So basically you want more than a transcript. You want proof that those steps truly drove the result so you can fix the right thing and show product or risk a clean audit trail. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Two shifts made this timely. First, agents now produce rich traces, plans, tool calls, intermediate states, which you can model causally instead of relying on heuristics or an LLM judge. Second, the stack matured. Observability, structured logging, and cheaper experimentation make it feasible to run counterfactual checks, like what if we swap this retrieval result? Structural causal methods formalize that. They separate correlation from cause within the agent's pipeline, which is crucial as we scale multi-tool workflows and face stronger demands for explainability and safety.
Jamie, let's get concrete. What does Project Ariadne actually propose? Where does it plug into an agent stack? And how is it different from the usual heuristic checks or LLM as judge approaches?
At its core, Ariadne treats an agent's trace as a structural causal model, a graph with nodes for user input, planning steps, tool calls and outputs, intermediate summaries, and the final answer. The edges represent hypothesized cause and effect, which steps actually influence the outcome. To audit faithfulness, they run interventions. Replace a retrieved document with an alternative, stub a tool to return a neutral value, or perturb the plan, then re-execute. If the final answer doesn't change when a purportedly important step is altered, that step likely wasn't causally responsible. It was narrative or noise. Compared to heuristic checks or an LLM judge evaluating coherence, this is mechanistic. It plugs into orchestration and observability by consuming structured logs, replaying traces in a sandbox, and producing effect estimates per step that you can surface in your dashboard.
So basically, you turn the agent's run into a flowchart with arrows, poke one box at a time, and see if the answer moves. If it doesn't, that box was decoration. Mark, what would that change in actual usage?
Today, debugging agents is a lot of scrolling through logs and guessing which step mattered. With something like Ariadne, you'd have a panel that says, retrieval had a strong effect, the calculator didn't, the final summary overrode evidence. It automates the what if I remove this part we do manually. For on-call, it shortens triage. For QA and compliance, it gives a crisp reason. The failure came from stale knowledge, not from the payment API. Friction points. You need structured traces and a way to replay tool calls without hitting production every time. But after a couple of weeks of discipline, teams can make this part of their weekly quality review.
If we applied it in a real team, Mark, what would it look like?
Simple one, a support automation bot that answers from a knowledge base and sometimes looks up a ticket. We instrument the agent so each step logs the document IDs it retrieved, the tool outputs, and the final answer. Nightly, a job replays a sample of conversations. It swaps the top retrieved doc with a distractor, or stubs the ticket lookup to an empty result, and checks if the final answer changes. If the answer stays the same when retrieval is gutted, we flag that as unfaithful use of the tool. That feeds two actions. Tighten prompts so the bot cites and grounds in retrieved text, and add a rule to escalate to a human when retrieval has low causal impact but confidence is high.
Got it. You're automatically testing that the retrieval truly mattered, not just name-dropped. Let's push it further. Mark, give us a more advanced case where multiple tools and data steps are involved.
Think of a decision support agent for ops. It pulls yesterday's revenue from a data warehouse, fetches a forecast from a model, checks an incident's API, and produces a recommendation. When it goes wrong, you don't know if the SQL result was stale, the forecast was off, or the agent overrode signals. With a causal audit, we replay the run-by, swapping the SQL result with a gold snapshot, freezing the planner so it can't reorder steps, or muting the incidents feed. If the recommendation flips only when we change the SQL node, root cause is data freshness. If it flips when we freeze planning, the plan logic is brittle. Then we add guardrails, e.g. retrieve twice or block recommendations if the planner deviates from a known good path.
Technically, that's exactly where Ariadne's mechanics apply. You build the causal graph over the trace, nodes for each tool's output, plus latent planner states and key context window features like which evidence was included. Interventions are do operations. Do SQL, do planner equals planner, do evidence E*. You need a replay sandbox that can stub or version tools and freeze randomness so runs are comparable. For each node, you compute an effect size, how much the output or decision likelihood changes under the intervention, and aggregate with confidence intervals across samples. That highlights the true levers and reveals confounders, like when a hidden cache affects both retrieval and the final answer.
In plain terms, run the same case again in a safe copy of your stack, change one ingredient, and measure how much the recommendation moves. Jamie, what are the under-the-hood requirements and limits the paper calls out?
Prerequisites: rich, structured traces, step IDs, inputs, outputs, timestamps, and links between steps. Deterministic or near-deterministic replays, fixed seeds, control temperature, and snapshot tool results. The ability to run controlled variants, either by re-executing tools with stubs or by swapping inputs from a cache. Assumptions. Your causal graph is reasonably correct. If key confounders like a hidden memory aren't modeled, identifiability suffers. Constraints. Cost and latency. Each intervention can mean multiple replays. At scale, you sample. Also, some tools can't be safely replayed due to side effects or compliance. Future work they point to: automating graph discovery from traces, smarter intervention selection to cut cost, and tying this into existing observability LOps so audits can run continuously, not just offline.
Translated, you need good logging hygiene, a way to rerun the agent in a sandbox, and a budget for extra runs. It won't be perfect. If you miss a hidden influence, your audit can be fooled, so start with offline checks and wire it into your dashboards over time. Mark, on the setup side, what would teams actually change?
First sprint, we update the logging schema. Consistent trace IDs, step types, tool I/O captured with redaction rules, and a replay flag. Second, we add a replay service that can stub tools and lock seeds, and we agree which interventions are allowed. Third, we adjust SLAs. Causal audits run nightly or on release candidates, not on live traffic. People-wise, we train QA to label faithfulness separately from correctness. The answer can be right for the wrong reason. And we assign ownership. Platform defines the causal graph template. Feature teams own their tool nodes and interventions. Last mile is adding simple runbooks. If retrieval effect drops below X for Y days, escalate.
On results, the paper reports evaluations on agent-style benchmarks. Think tool using QA, retrieval augmented tasks, and some synthetic environments where ground truth causality is known. Metrics include faithfulness detection precision recall, consistency under intervention, and standard task metrics like EMF1, plus overhead and cost and latency. Against baselines, heuristic filters and LLM judges, the causal framework tends to catch more unfaithful traces with fewer false positives, especially in multi-step settings. Caveat: many tests are in controlled or simulated setups with mocked tools and fixed randomness, which is necessary to isolate effects but friendlier than production.
So in numbers speak, expect fewer phantom tool calls getting a pass, clearer root cause signals when things break, and a predictable cost bump from the extra replays. But these gains were shown in tidy, controlled sandboxes. Mark, in production, what should teams realistically expect early on?
Day one, you'll get value even with partial coverage. catching obvious cases where the agent cites retrieval but ignores it. The first month, instrumentation gaps and non-determinism means some audits are inconclusive. Plan on 2 to 3 sprints to stabilize replays and pick the top 3 flows to monitor. Run audits in batch at night, add a couple of high signal interventions per flow, and wire alerts into your triage. You won't eliminate all hallucinations, but you'll shorten incident time to root cause and stop shipping fixes that don't move the needle. After that, you can consider selective online audits on critical paths.
All right, let's wrap this up. Mark, who benefits the most from a causal audit like Project Ariadne, and under what conditions does it actually work?
Teams running multi-tool agents get the biggest lift. Support bots with retrieval plus ticket lookups, ops copilots that hit data and forecasting tools, that kind of thing. Regulated domains benefit because you get an audit trail that ties steps to outcomes. Product teams debugging flaky agent behavior also win because triage gets faster. But it only works if you have 3 things: structured traces, a safe replay sandbox to run controlled interventions, and clear ownership between platform and feature teams. Without that, it's just a cool slide.
So the sweet spot is complex agents, good logging hygiene, and someone accountable for the replay setup. Jamie, biggest technical gotcha and how you know it's working. Quick take.
The biggest gotcha is hidden non-determinism and confounders. Caches, timestamps, random seeds, even background memory updates. You counter that by snapshotting tool outputs, fixing seeds temperature, and capturing hidden state in the trace. Start offline with sampled replays and a few high-signal interventions to control cost. You know it's working when mean time to root cause drops and the rate of unfaithful traces declines. If those don't move, your causal graph or interventions need revisiting.
Mark, for a team that wants to try this next week, what's the smallest practical first step?
Pick one high-traffic flow. Add a trace schema with step IDs and tool I.O., then implement 2 interventions. Swap the top retrieve dock and stub one tool to a neutral output. Run a nightly batch replay on 100 samples, compute a simple effect score per step, and surface it in the existing dashboard. Name an owner and add one on-call runbook action. For example, escalate when retrieval effect stays low for 3 days.
In one line, Project Ariadne brings a causal audit layer to LLM agents so teams can prove which steps truly drive decisions, cut guesswork in debugging, and build credible, repeatable explanations. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblati.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.